Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to open up your mind, it's time to raise up your voice, and it's definitely time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. Once again, it's showtime. You're on Online Happy Hour tonight, and for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Welcome to the Online Happy Hour tonight, ladies and gentlemen. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was with the Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard the show before, and for those of you who might be listening for the very first time tonight, we say welcome. My name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosting with the very lovely, the very beautiful, and the very talented Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101.
Hello.
And folks, we're living vicariously through you.
Mm-hmm.
Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night. 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time is when we get down. And because of you, you on the phone right now, you in the chat room right now, because of you, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to soon find out, tonight will be no different. Miss Oatmeal, it's Wednesday. It's March the 30th. It's low down and dirty 30 in March. March Madness is not over yet, people. Some of you may be watching the college basketball games, but trust and believe the madness is going to continue tonight. The subject last night was off the chain. The ladies can vouch for this, but the fellas may be a little regressed because we talked about where is this going when your jump off wants a little bit more. Miss Oatmeal, tell us about last week's topic. What did we gather from that?
Well, I mean, there was definitely some mixed views.
Because
everybody has their own different experience.
Right.
But basically, we gathered the most important piece and part of that topic was don't put yourself in that position to be a jump off.
Wow.
Or to choose a jump off.
Okay.
Because there are consequences to being a jump off.
And repercussions.
Exactly.
Well, for those of you who missed the show, check it out. You can visit us on blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. Go back and click on the link that says, so where is this going when the jump off wants more? You can also follow us on Facebook as well. If you're on our blog talk page, click on the link that's going to give you all the information about that. We have a lot of businesses that are starting to advertise and know that their information is going to be broadcasted with us as well. And Ms. Oatmeal has some information to share about what's going on and what's going down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area before we get started with tonight's topic.
I sure do, Andy. And as I brought to the show last week, an advertisement and a particular situation that applies to one of our dear friends here close to the Online Happy Hour, it's Ricky Peters with New Life for Rick, which is N as in new, L as in life, the number 4 in R.com. You can go there and you can submit your donations in order to help with his kidney transplant procedure.
Right.
And another fundraiser that they've got going on Sunday, April 10th, 2011, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at 1 to 7 p.m., he's going to have a kidney transplant fundraiser for crawfish. It's going to be a crawfish boil for the whole entire family.
Going down, y'all.
Yes.
Crawfish.
It's going at $20 per person, which includes boiled crawfish with all the trimmings, chicken and sausage jambalaya, and drinks. And guess what? If you have kids, they eat for free.
Mm.
For the free $99. Yes, they do. So if you would like to be a part of that, if you would like to make any type of donations, or if you're here in the Metroplex area and you'd like to go to the crawfish boil, please go ahead and visit that website. We also have a link on the How Was Your Weekend as
Absolutely.
Well.
Yeah.
So please, again, please be sure to go to N as in new, L as in life, 4, which is the number 4, the letter R for Ricky.com, and please go ahead and read and see what's going on with Mr. Peters and how you can help be a part of saving his life.
That's what's up. You're going to eat good. It's going down, folks. And also, thinking about this, we're talking about saving a life just like we're talking about tonight. We're going to save a life. We're going to save a relationship. Tonight's topic, folks, we can go on and get down to it. Backup quarterbacks, when he gets more playing time than you.
Hmm.
Now, I know that we know we're talking about the NFL and you're thinking football. So all my players out there, all my football fans, all my guys, all my gals who know football, take that scenario into consideration. If anyone is familiar with the NFL, then you have an idea of kind of what the innuendo for tonight's topic is. We talk about backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the subject that we posted kind of goes right along with that, so to speak, because in the NFL, the team consists of a certain number of skilled players, you know, 11 on the time, so to speak, and you have it to where they're designed to come together for the common good of the team for overall success. You feel me? Follow where I'm going now, because you're supposed to bring victory. You want to elevate each other to that championship level. You want to make sure your game is on point. You got several weeks of preparation, scouting, negotiations, drafting, hello, and that certain level of commitment for everyone's involved. So just like the NFL might have a lockout right now, because the owners and the players can't agree on what's best for the well-being of the players and what's best for the game itself. Think about this, how that relates to your relationship, folks. It's on now. We about to bring the truth to you, because there are so many positions and other many skilled players that are involved on the football team, if you will. But we liken this topic as it relates to the quarterback, the one that's in charge. The signal caller. Uh-huh. See, you know your Peyton Mannings, you know your Drew Breeses, your Tony Romos, and yes, Michael Vick, so to speak. And all of you remember what happened last year in the league with Mike Vick. Kevin Cobb was the top dude. He was in control of the Philadelphia Eagles. He was supposed to be running the tables. But all of a sudden, one game, and, you know, he wasn't as sharp. He wasn't as crisp. He got injured. You know, he just wasn't on point. So the coach decided to put in the backup player for a series or two, and all of a sudden things started to change. They were thinking Super Bowl, and, well, maybe this should have been the one that should have been starting from the get-go. Ladies, I know you sometimes could be thinking like that. This dude, my number one guy, done stepped in. He was leading the team. He was in control, taking care of business, and all of a sudden, it slowed down, slipped up. Things happened. Well, lo and behold, somebody came up off the bench, stepped their game up because they was ready to play for coach.
Mm.
I know y'all following me on this one tonight. And he came off the bench, spat it up, helmet clean, looking good, smelling good, stepped on the field and showed out. Maybe it was financially. Maybe it was in the bedroom. Maybe it was just all the way around, because that number one, now we're talking quarterback controversy here. So let's talk about it, folks. What are we going to do about that? I know, fellas, it's kind of hard to talk about. It hurts me. because I wouldn't want to think about me being the captain of my ship and the quarterback of my team, and all of a sudden my lady pulls in a number two off the bench. Because first of all, what I'm thinking, he ain't better than me. And second of all, I'm thinking, what's the reason? I got this. I'm in control. Why should you ever have to reach out? Miss O'Mill, what do you think about that?
Interesting, as you say that, you know, nobody is better than you.
Right.
Well, sometimes the player, the number one player that already has it on lock, gets comfortable.
Okay.
May get kind of look cocky, might get kind of comfortable, and start slipping up on his game.
Uh-oh.
See, that's when people tend to bring a new team player to the field.
Wow.
Because you're not playing the game and you're not winning like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, right?
Very. Y'all better call somebody and text them to say, look, they about to get off of tonight. I'm tuned in. I know you can do it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Here on the Online Happy Hour, the topic is backup quarterbacks. When he gets more playing time than you, we'll get to the phone lines in just a minute. But, Ms. O'Mill, let's talk about that. What are some of the signs that your starter may need to be replaced or even just set out for a series or two?
Wow. There are many signs to this topic.
And you can give me one or two. We can see what the folks got to say.
Because, you know, it's as O'Mill Brown with the Realist One-on-One always states.
Right.
Situational.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there are common scenarios out there.
Okay.
One of them may be that we're going to say that we're talking about in a marriage, correct?
In a marriage, in a
relationship,
they courting, they screwing, they getting down. It's just them two.
And they're together. Uh-huh. And she brings in the backup quarterback. Well, maybe she was a nasty girl from the beginning.
Wow.
What she did to you in the beginning that got you going and all riled up. And then you became boring. Then, of course, she's going to be on to the next.
Really?
Yeah, especially if she was easy.
He became boring.
Yeah, if she was easy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And say a lust-type situation occurred.
Okay.
Where he just wanted and just had to have this female. You've heard the song by Too Short and E-40. If you guys, all the listeners out there, if you hadn't heard it, go ahead and Google that song by Too Short and E-40. You tell them what the name of the song is.
Nigga, don't act like a bitch.
And in this song, it describes a male that pursues this particular female. Okay, mm-hmm. And this female, if you look at her, you know, she's hot, she's built. She's got it going on. Well, he may not be that type of guy, but he sees what he wants, okay? So he may use his money, you know, and anything that he may have to get this female.
Oh.
Okay, and, you know, of course, she's enjoying all those perks and the finer things in life because she wants to live the glamorous life.
Mm.
Now, once she gets into that scenario, if things change, what does he expect? Because that relationship wasn't built on love.
Wow.
It was built on what he had. So you can expect to be cheated on. I'm sorry, fellas. I know you don't want to hear that, but that is the honest truth for that particular situation. And it's hard because you can get caught up in a lust situation, and then you're trying to convince this female that I am the one for you. I can make you happy. Please just be with me. I got you. See what I'm doing?
Mm.
And, of course, you know, you're talking to her psyche. You can change her mind, but you can't change her heart. So if she goes into it and you don't, and that's not what it was, she's going to cheat if anything changes that you brought to the table in the beginning. Okay, that's one situation. I'm going to give you one more. Another situation is where if he is too needy or clingy and you don't give her any space, you kind of lose your backbone. I wouldn't say you lose your manhood, but you lose a backbone where basically she could do anything to you.
Wow.
And run over you, and you won't do anything about it. You won't put your foot down. You're just allowing this type of scenario to occur. So if you, something that you may not do, and she wants you to do it, she can get it from somebody else.
I can't believe
it. Yeah, she can get it from somebody else. Definitely.
You know what?
So you know, one of the biggest problems is finances. So if any time that a man fails in his finances, that may cause a female to cheat. Now, it's not all about the money, but it all depends on what he's doing. So if he loses his job and he's sitting at home playing Xbox and just filling out applications online, and she's coming home and the house is dirty, and he's not really showing that he's doing anything, and then you got somebody roll up on the side of you at the gas station, at church, in the store, at the red light.
Wow.
And they recognize you, this diamond in the rough. Oh, yeah. Just as that player got her, the other players see her as well. It's kind of hard for her to pass up when things aren't going on too well at the home front.
Mm.
So it can happen. It's real. It's real life situations and scenarios. No, it's not right to cheat. But it does happen, and it can happen to anybody. It can happen to the man that's got the most money, to the man that's broke.
No, the players don't see it that way.
Well, that's what it is, because if you got all the bread and say you taking care of home, like paying all the bills, but she's not into you sexually or you're not giving her any time, she's still going to cheat. Money is not everything, just like love is not everything. It takes a balance. So anytime there's some good slipping going on, like he is not on his game, there's a good chance that that quarterback will step up off the bench.
Oh, my goodness. Fellas, are you hearing this? I wonder what the folks got to say about this, Miss Oatmeal. Let's take it to the lines, if you don't mind. The topic tonight, backup quarterbacks, when he gets more playing time than you. Let's keep it right here in Dallas, Texas, and see what's going on. We have a caller chiming in with that 214. Last number is a 2161. Who is this tonight?
Hey, you know who it is.
Is this my man? Said, what's going
right.
on, Doc?
Man, shoot. Hey, I needed a stress reliever, for real. So I figured, you know what? I've been missing the show because I've been trying to handle up on some business, but I couldn't miss it tonight, bro.
Okay.
So... You know what I'm saying? I mean, and I've been on both sides of the fence. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk about now, I want to touch on what Ms. Oatmeal said when she was talking about you know, things ain't going right, you know, on the home front, it'll cause a woman to cheat. One thing I do know as far as cheating goes, cheating is going to happen no matter what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? If a person wants to do it, because they. First of all, it's something that you got to make up in your mind that you're going to do. You don't really take a special circumstance for it to happen. You know what I'm saying? It really don't. If that's just within that person and that's just how they are, because it don't, you know what I'm saying, it normally don't just happen one time. If that person has cheated, you know, like in their relationships at all, then, you know what I'm saying, it's just there. They could have the best of everything. It could be, you know what I'm saying, the situation could be real bad. It really don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? But what I can say is that there's just some brothers out there that women are attracted to, you know what I'm saying, regardless of what they have or what they got. And the same thing for, you know what I'm saying, same thing for women. You know what I'm saying? There's some women out there that brothers are attracted to no matter what their circumstances are. They can have five kids. He's still looking at, you know what I'm saying, he's still looking at that ass. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like cheating, you know what I'm saying? That's really... I don't even think that's so much the problem. I think what the problem is self-control. You know what I'm saying? That's what the real problem is. Because I've, you know, like I said, been on both sides of the fence. I had to grow to the point where I got self-control. You know, because at a certain point, you got to realize that it's not just about having sex. You know what I'm saying? And I know they say women cheat for different types of reasons. It's emotional and this and that. But they don't. They like, they, you know what I'm saying? People do stuff because they want their feeling. They want the instant gratification. And that's the bottom line. When it comes to that, they want the instant gratification. Now, if they want something real, what they're going to do is they're going to weather the storm, whether their man get, you know, lose their job or not, or whether his woman loses her job or not. It's all about weathering the storm. If you want to weather the storm, you want to be in there, you know what I'm saying, with that person to hang in there to see how it's going to end up, yeah, then you got you somebody you can deal with. But if you get somebody that you know that's going to waver, you know what I'm saying, when you have tough times, because there's going to be some tough times. It's guaranteed to be some tough times. If you ain't going through nothing, you know what I'm saying, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't being tested.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my take on it.
I hear you, Seth, man. I appreciate you calling in, Doc. Don't drift too far. I might have to come back to you in a little bit. Seth says some powerful stuff, Ms. Oatmeal.
Well, again, women,
mm-hmm.
95% of women cheat per the lack of something that they're not getting.
Really?
Yes. Now, if she's just with him and not married to him and she cheats, she just likes to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that can be just what she likes to do, just like a man. Hey, I want to have several. I want to have this main one and a couple on the side, because you never know. And he might, you know, I might need something, and he can't give it to me, and I'll get it from the next person. But if you're in a marriage, it is something that is going on that is causing her to cheat. Women aren't the type of creatures that are just going to be married and just go out and just open their legs to any and everybody, or just need that person around. Something is going on at the house.
Mm.
I don't care if the man normally don't want to see it, and she's already tried to communicate this shit to him, but he can't hear it. Why? Because most men have big egos and place a block, and they don't want to. They can't really hear what we're saying.
Wow.
They listening, but they're really not hearing it. And it usually takes some big bang, shebang, boom, bam, okay, to occur. Oh, damn, okay, I want to talk now. I'm here. I hear. I see what you're saying.
Penalty on the play. They throwing low blows on the fellas tonight. Man, I don't know what to say. This topic is going to be off the chain. Let me go back to the phone lines and get it smacking tonight. I got to take it up north, as always. Because the inspirational, motivational Miss Nikki is on the line, calling from Detroit City. Nikki, are you there, sweetheart?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Andy. Hey, Miss Oatmeal.
Man, I know you've been listening, Nikki. What's going on with you, sweetheart?
We crunk over here, Nikki.
I know, right? Man, I'm actually want to take it back where you guys initially started, just in regards to the quarterback. Now, if you're a good quarterback, you know, and, you know, let's just think about how many people have gone after, you know, Drew Brees since he came in and, you know, season off the chain, getting it done, brought the city back to life. How many teams do you think were actually in pursuit of him? Because if you're a good quarterback, you're brought to a team to do no more and no less than to win. They either bring you in to complete the team, or they build a team around you. So if you got it like that, you are the man. You're, you know, the Michael Vick, Peyton Manning, you know, Brett Favre in his day. If that's what you are, it's not even the fact that, you know, somebody on the outside is vying for you. You got teammates that's trying to get your position. If you're all that, it may not even just be that somebody else, that you may not even have to do anything wrong for somebody to want to step up and take your place. If you're that hot dude and you got it like that, your teammate, meaning your woman, she's bringing something to the table too. So it's not always that somebody has to be, you know, slipping up. Somebody might just want what you have. And if you got it like that, education, professional, they like, dang, if she's holding him down, wow. You know, I want that on my team. You know, time for me to recruit. So it's a couple of different ways you can look at it. You may not necessarily always have to be messing up for somebody to want to step in and take your spot. They may want what you have.
Interesting. You're right.
I like that.
Yeah,
coming back
like
to the draft. You know what I'm saying? That old free agency pool, if we put an offer on the table, let's just see if this is willing to go ahead and release our player. That's why a lot of people in the league, you know, that relationship, they're going to put a franchise tag on that person, which means, I don't care, you ain't going nowhere. I got you, okay? Okay. Nikki, beautiful sweetheart, stay right there. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone line. 646-727-3279. I'm going to chime in with my folks in the chat room after a while. For those of you who want to join the chat room as well, blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, spell was with the Z. Go ahead and get in the chat room and trip out with us. You can type whatsoever is on your mind and what you're feeling right now if we don't get to you on the phone lines. But let's go ahead and get to it. You know the call-in number, 646-727-3279. Let's keep it here in the D-Town, Dallas, Texas, phone number ending in 4134. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
This is Big Red, BigRedInternational.com and Chosen One Sports. Andy Brown, I've been chiming in to the show listening, and I was just saying, say it ain't so. I remember the other day we was talking about sports, and then we switched over into the relationship realm, and we was talking about backup QBs. And the reason a lot of people go wrong, they don't run their team the right way. You know, you got to have right administration, you got to have the right coach and right preparation and right training. You got a few things that will beat you in this game, being unconditioned, unprepared, and unorganized. If you got checks and balances, you'll see when something's going on. If you got a problem, you got automatic red flags come up. You know what I'm saying? You got to read the conferences. A lot of people just don't pay attention as to what's going on. Also, everybody want to be a winner but don't want to do what it takes to win. You know, you got a lot of people in the stands that say they can do this, say they can do that. You got to have your quarterback trained to tune out what's in the crowd. You know, we have teachers. Don't pay attention to Chili. Don't worry about people in the stands. They can't help you. They can't block a tackle for you. You know,
right,
you got to play your move condition right. You know, you got to ask yourself, what kind of player do you have on your team? You know what you recruited from Jump Street. If you went up there and recruited some trash, that's what you got playing for you. You're going to get some trash results. You got to go get you a premium primetime player if you run your team the right way. And then you got the game test with scrimmage. Sometimes you got to let them loose. But keep that on and see how they operate under game-like situations. That way you don't come up with no oohs, ahs, and got you when it comes time for the playoffs or for the big one. Then you got to go scramble and get somebody else to run it or switch up your whole offense.
All right.
It's just amazing to me.
You know what? You break it down the scheme to a whole lot of people tonight. For those of you who don't understand the game, quote-unquote, this is what it is, folks. I mean, we're talking about that relationship. For those of you all who may have missed it, you need to keep your game in order. Step up, because that number one star player that's out there supposedly holding down that relationship may not be what he's supposed to be doing. And guess what happens when that star quarterback, who may have a little ego because he's in control, when he starts to get replaced, there's a shift in the wind. I know you all watch BET. You watched the game and the press conference last week when the new quarterback came in and Malik was like, because he's not playing his game. He fell off. So the Sabres had to do what they had to do to get somebody else involved to step on up because their quarterback wasn't in control. I need you to see this, what we're talking about. Nikki's breaking it down for us. Ray is breaking it down for us. Miss Oatmeal's keeping the realness one-on-one. Folks, you got to understand. It is what it is. And I know, fellas, it could hurt when you try to look at, it can't be me. You can't replace me. How does it feel to be Eddie Kane Jr.? What I'm saying? You coming in off the bench, dog, you wasn't here, but now you trying to taste the sweet fruits that I got? You trying to get in my lady? Hold on, bruh. But ladies, let's go back to the ladies. Ray, I'm going to come back to you. said, I'm going to come back to you in a minute. I want to hear from the ladies. How do you tell him? Might be time for you to play up, or you're not really stepping your game up, because in a sale in football, the way they'll tell you is, you know what, we might have a little controversy here. We're going to bring in, and they'll let you know, we're going to bring in this other player. Not because you messed it up, we just want to see what they got. So, ladies, how do you tell this man that's supposed to be in control, the lead in your relationship, when he's losing his game, when he's stepping back? Ms. Oatman, break that down for us, please.
Well, first of all, he's got to be able to take constructive criticism.
Okay.
And if this is somebody that he's with, he should be able to take this constructive criticism and not try to put the flashlight back on her.
Okay,
we're talking about backup quarterback.
Right.
That's what we're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We can get on to another subject later on, but that's what we're talking about tonight.
Absolutely.
So why she cheats or wants to cheat or gets propositioned to cheat. So if she gives him constructive criticism, is he going to receive it and listen? As soon as she tells him, babe, you know, you're slipping a little bit. You're not really paying attention to what's going on around here. You know, what's going on? What is he going to say? And she said, you know, you can be a little bit more proactive about paying the bills. You don't have to wait until we get a pink slip or what have you. Is he going to make up an excuse?
Whoa.
Or is he going to say, I slipped, I'm sorry, guess what? Every payday, I'm going to go ahead and put about $150 in your bank account or give you $150 so you can make sure it's paid. Whatever is extra, go ahead and put it on the groceries or something. Who does that? Who really responds, gives a response like that?
Mm.
Does that happen? I don't know. But for most people that I talk to that may have this type of situation, it doesn't go down like that. So can the men take constructive criticism without making it into a pointing finger match or what you did not do?
Well, let's talk about that. Sid, I wonder, is my man Sid, if he's still there. Sid, you on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, what do you think about what Ms. Oatmeal said?
Well, I'm like this. It's like with a man, with a real man, he can accept the failure. You know, and I think if this woman is in tune with him, she ain't really even got to say nothing to him. All, you know what I'm saying? The only thing that she has to do, you know what I'm saying, is just give him some encouragement. Because we know when we fail, you know what I'm saying? It's not no big secret to us. Now, if we don't correct, you know, what needs to be corrected, yeah, there's a problem. Because then that, you know what I'm saying, that shows that the pattern is not changing. And, you know, the dude probably really ain't doing too much to change it. You know what I'm saying, if it continues to happen. But you know what I'm saying, if you on your P's and Q's and then every now and then, you know what I'm saying, you'd be like, hey, you know what I'm saying, but also, if he lets the woman know in advance, this is what's going on, this is what to expect, then, you know what I'm saying, he'll be all right in that manner too. Because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, you know, stuff do happen. But at the same time, if the man ain't doing anything to correct it, then, yeah, He deserved it, that woman has the right to go off on him and tell him about the situation.
Okay. Real talk, folks. We're talking about backup quarterbacks when he gets more playing time than you. If you want to call in tonight and make your comments on the topic, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I'm going to go back to Ray here in Dallas, Texas, and let Ray chime in on what Ms. Oatmeal had to say about that.
Andy Brown, I just want to say one thing. Life is a contact sport. You know, it's about what kind of effort you give on the field and off. You know, you got to go and hit hard every time. You're going to win some and you're going to lose some, but just don't get none away. As long as you're winning more than you're losing, you're going to have a winning percentage. You got to know how to take a loss in perspective and how to keep rolling, how to go back, adapt, and adjust, correct mistakes, and come back with a winning attitude, mood, and come back winning better next time. You might come out better in the draft the next year. You never know. You might pick up a better one on the trade. Maybe the one you had wasn't for you. It was just there to hold down the position till you get the offense together, or might have been a journeyman only there for a season. You got to know what you're working with. Are they there for a season, a reason, or for a lifetime? You know, you got to put your QBs in different categories. You might have your scout team QB. You might have a backup QB. You might have your sideline player. And you might have a primetime player. You know, you got to know what you got in the game at what time or what you're working with. Somebody
genius.
Speak on
that's my man Ray Hardy representing Chosen One Sports, ladies and gentlemen, where winning is a lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki, what are you talking about there? Nikki, are you listening to what the fellas had to say?
Yeah, I'm listening. No, I actually don't. I don't disagree, but I kind of wanted to go back to a point Ms. O'Meal made earlier about why the backup quarterback even has the opportunity. It's because the quarterback isn't doing his thing. And one of the brothers said they know when they mess up. I'm sure you all do. But the issue is we don't know that you all know because you don't communicate like we do. You know, so if you know that you're messing up or, you know, you made a mistake, which is going to happen. Nobody is – we're far from perfect. Nobody is, you know, without fault. But at the same time, men communicate a completely different way than women do. So while you all may understand and recognize the mistake that you made within, it's very rare that it's shared with us. So there may be a situation that arises and you know, you're in a relationship and you're like, well, wow, you know, X, Y, and Z popped off and he hasn't said anything about it. You know, I don't know where we stand or what we're doing because it's not communicated. You all know you screwed up and we know you screwed up too, but it's like the elephant in the room. Nobody actually wants to acknowledge it and talk about it and just tackle it head on. So, you know, the whole premise that the backup quarterback can even sneak in is just all on because the front runner is slipping somewhere. And like Ms. O'Meal said, 95% of women do not go out just looking to hop in a bed with some damn body if they're in a committed relationship and they care about that person and they love them. Just doesn't happen. Yeah, you got you a jump off every once and again, but that's not how we are wired. So, you know, Jill Scott has this song called I'm Lonely When You're Around. She talks about how, you know, this other guy is all in her ear and he says things to make her feel good, but you're not doing those things no more. And that's how the backup quarterback can sneak in.
Right. Exactly. And the communication factor, again, you know, if she is trying to explain herself or trying to communicate and he just doesn't hear her, maybe he doesn't want to, or maybe he just doesn't get it, then that creates a problem.
Absolutely.
That definitely creates a problem. So, you know, again, like we said, 95% of women, they cheat for a reason. It's not just because. Because there's always, even with a star quarterback player, hey, if she's got a star quarterback player, she must be somebody. And there's always be somebody that either is looking at her or him. That's just the way that it is. And you got to be able to hold it down and remember that and know that. I don't care if you lock her down, put a ring on it, you still need to know that. You still need to be up on your game. Yes, nobody's perfect. You are going to, you can slip a little bit, but what are you going to do? What do you do in replace of slipping? I mean, even if you lose your job, what do you do? Hey, go out and get about three jobs. She's going to see that hustle. She's still not going to be mad at you. You say, hey, babe, we can't go to Papa Do's every week. It's cool. I see what you're doing. I got Papa Do's every week. I'll go ahead and work an extra hour a day so we can have it every other week until we get back where we were. See, there's different things that need to take place so this type of situation won't happen. But are these men creative enough, or do they see it, or do they really want to do it, or do they feel how they're doing it is right, they're not doing it the other way, that's it, whatever. Hey, this is how I'm going to continue to do this the same way.
You know what? Y'all out of control tonight. This has been an outstanding topic. You know, some of what I'm looking at right now, just because of the way things are, one of the most romantic things a dude can do right now for his woman is say, baby, I'm going to fill up your gas tank.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
What's that car? She get up on Monday morning, her gas tank is full, and the car is washed.
Okay. That means you see where.
Andy, I really don't think I don't think men understand. I know we talk a lot about, you know, making sure things are paid on time and making sure this is done and that is done. I don't think men, and I'm going to just go ahead, I hope I'm not breaking the sister code, but I don't really think men get it. Like men say, you know, sisters don't, you know, women don't get the little things. It's the little things we like, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing for us. Let me go out to work on a Monday morning, get ready to get up to get my son to school, and my gas tank is on F. Do you know how it's popping off the next time we see each other? It's not even about the money that it costs to fill the tank up, you know, $50. It's about the thought. You thought enough of me to make sure I didn't have to stop, you know, during rush hour traffic first thing in the morning, or let me come home and, you know, it's just a couple candles lit. You know, just a little something. Do you know how it's popping off? I don't think y'all know. I don't think y'all ready.
If dinner was there, I don't care if you went to KFC and got the special.
Right.
It
could be on a plate with a plastic fork and a plate, whatever. It could still be in a container. Boo, I got you. Look, this is what we had tonight. For real? Oh,
right.
You know what? I'm going to let you rule the day, but you know what? I'm ruling the night, and it's going down. I'm saying.
Y'all heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. You get the five-piece special, two plastic plates. You can keep your woman happy for the night. 646-727-3279. The topic tonight is backup quarterback. Just get back to the phones, y'all, and just go extra 40 watt of fan on it.
Wow.
Let's take it to the Midwest, the best of the Midwest. That man, E-Dub, representing. What's going on, E?
Man, what's happening, man? You know these sisters got me on fire, right? You know they got the E-Dub on. If I had an Empire State Building here, I'm finna blow it up. Because that's the bullshit. And on top of the shit, I'm already mad because they done stole shit out of my fountains down here in Kansas City, and we going to be late on getting our fountains fired up. So, y'all ready?
Come on with it.
Dig this here. All I've been hearing is about the brothers. I guess this is the brothers' night. Okay.
Right, it is.
The brothers don't understand. Well, damn it, I'm going to stand up for about 95% since y'all come with 95% all of a sudden out y'all's asshole. I don't know where y'all got that or what y'all research department is on, but that 95% is way off. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't even speaking on 10%. Y'all only two ladies. So you can't say what the half of them are doing. Let's speak our language from now on. So I'm going to go there with this. I think what y'all was saying was some bullshit because of the fact, what about the brothers or whatever that are filling up the tanks or having the thoughts? Let's speak on them motherfucker sisters that can't even bring a brother a fried bologna sandwich or something when he get home from work. And he been slaving all day. You dig what I'm saying? What about the sisters that doesn't even have the motherfucking courtesy to say thank you when a motherfucker say your hair look good or even touch the back of your neck? You know what I'm saying? They want to feel that shit too. You see what I'm saying? I could go on and on. I got in on the show late, but I can already tell, Mill, you didn't put no motherfucking milk in your motherfucking cereal this morning. Damn it, y'all gonna get back right around here.
Dub, E-Dub, guess what I say to a woman that don't say thank you and won't even make you a fried bologna sandwich? Guess what you need to do to her? Guess what all the fellas need to do to her? Dump her on her head.
I thought about doing it like the Iranians do it or however they do it. They stand your ass out in front of a wall and throw rocks at you and stone you to death.
Give us the good.
I ain't got to worry about it. My woman cooks good for me and take care of me. But I'm speaking for that 95% brothers.
Well,
answer me this. Why do you all, the pendulum swings both ways. There is
yes,
a
ma'am.
Book out, and several books talk about why men. One book is titled "Why Men Marry Bitches." You know, why is it the one that doesn't give a damn is the one, and we know him. Bro, act like she don't give a damn about this dude, and he's just nose wide open smitten. The pendulum swings both ways. So if you got a broad that's unappreciative, leave that broad where you found her. Why is the interest still there?
Is the interest still there?
Because men are hunters, and y'all act like y'all don't like nice. Y'all really don't.
It's the same thing with the females too. There's some females that don't like nice either. So, you know, it's just like you said, it swings both ways. It's just like that same brother. Now let me tell you something, though, too. You got to think about brothers, though. Now it's kind of, in my opinion, flip-flop, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of ladies that can get that are more, let's say, flexible of obtaining a job than there is a brother. Now, that's not y'all's fault. Because some brothers they got their standards too high. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, I can't do that. But a woman, she look at the survival mode because half of them got kids, or majority of them got kids. But there's brothers out there that will do that, a certain job, or will turn that cheek and say, I got to do this to take care of my people. You know what I'm saying? So it's out there different, but we out here pointing. We just got our own opinions, so I'm gonna give y'all a break. We got our own opinions, and we steady point fingers at each other though, instead of coming out with a solution of what some of these brothers that is not outspoken as many, what should they do to help themselves correct?
Right. Well, we gonna get to that. That's when we coming up with some of the scenarios first. And then we're going to come with the resolution.
Y'all
like,
doing shit too much. They going to start getting off the line. Y'all need to start telling them now. Because when they come back and start firing off on y'all, I don't want y'all to start hanging up and then doing all this on the computer. You know, I'm here all the time. Just because I don't chime in, I don't know what's going on.
Right, but that's their problem in the first place. They don't want to listen. They don't want to look at the sign. They don't want to hear what's going on.
Wow.
That's their problem. If they try to find
What about this? Have you told them how you felt or what you want going on? What you looking for?
What is what?
Have you expressed your desires of what you're looking for to cut down on that all that shit? Because when it boils down, you're gonna be saying, that nigga already know. He grown ass man. He should already know what a female need or what she want. This nigga damn near 40.
Exactly. But guess what? Reality is there are situations out there. That's how come me and Nikki could say 95% because we know quite a few females. And if we count the successful relationships.
Y'all know quite a few females.
We know quite a few females and women, and we can count on our hand how many successful relationships there are compared to the non-successful ones in our age bracket, or the ones that we know. I can tell you
okay.
right now that
can I say in your circle?
Let me finish. Not
would
on
that
outside
be fair?
Yeah, I mean, okay. You can turn on the radio. You can get online, get on Facebook and see these Facebook status and these
all
updates.
All that shit is entertainment.
No,
but
you know what, at the end of the day,
they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed.
No, but at the end of the day, we can look at numbers. You know, we can throw out numbers like you said all day long. At the end of the day, if we're talking about the number of successful relationships in comparison to the divorce rate, or comparison to, you know, how many single black women there are, those numbers don't lie. And the fact that 60% of black women will never get married because we don't have mates to marry based on three criteria: over the age of 18, heterosexual, and never been incarcerated. So, I mean, we're not lying about the numbers when we say, you know, it just is what it is. So, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, we say 95%. And I think what Ms. Oatmeal was, you know, trying to state is that, you know, it's not in our nature. Now, have we maybe possibly morphed into something unrecognizable just because of, you know, people walking around passing out ass like it's now laters? Possibly. But it's not in our nature to just want to go out and just sleep around with every other dude. I'm not saying it's not females out there that don't do that, because we know of the jump off. But it's not, we're not wired that way.
Jump off was a great thing. Jump off, if it wasn't for jump offs, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for jump offs, a lot of these brothers would be in trouble. I'm telling you now.
Why?
I've got to give it off to the jump offs. Everybody can't be a jump off. Everybody can't be a doctor. Everybody can't be a lawyer. It takes a special person to be a jump off. Okay. So
ooh,
you know
wait.
Them along. They take a special
this
person to be a jump off.
I want to let y'all know, for those of y'all who just joined in, backup quarterbacks, when he gets more playing time than you, y'all need to understand this is what real conversation gets off up in here. We popping the pop off. Let's take the callers back. Stay on the line, bro. Don't go nowhere. Stay still. I still got to get back to my man Sid and my man Ray. There's no time in. But I want to go back to the phone lines and get a new caller back in here. At that Dallas, Texas 972 phone number ending in 8213. We got a caller on the line. Caller, who is this chiming in to the happy hour?
This will be Clayton.
What up, Clayton? What's going on? Go back to you, my brother.
What's going on, Fred? And, you know, and it's like I sat here and I heard what everybody was saying, especially the last female, you know, and she was talking about the numbers and everything like that. And, you know, like JC say, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. But at the same time, you also got to say, you know, if you're only going to use those type of criteria, of course your numbers are going to look the way you want them to look. But there's a deeper issue here that I haven't seen anybody really address, because we can go and talk about all these, you know, the 60% here because the men are incarcerated or all these other type of things. But what I want to say about that is this. Is that the real issue of why the relationships are where they are now? Is that the real reason? I don't think so. I'm going to tell you where it is. The problem is this, is that the lines have got blurred so much between you having single moms, single dads, raising kids, where the situation is where they have to take on dual roles. The truth of the matter is, men or the women don't really even know what they're supposed to be doing anymore. So how could you even begin to have a successful relationship when the lines are no longer clearly defined?
Wow.
Is that a rhetorical question?
That was my question. It was the question form.
Well, you know what? That's why women are better cheaters than men. Because men don't want to hear it. They don't want to say this is the reason why. They don't want to act like it don't happen. So women, go on, get your cheat on. Continue to cheat, because you can do it.
Do you hear this, fellas? Do you hear this?
Because I have not heard one fella say, you know what, you guys are females. You might know what you're talking about. This is a real conversation.
Since we've been women all our lives, just about. Yeah.
So what we're talking about.
Oh,
all good. I still love you, fellas.
Oh, Lord. I told y'all on Facebook it's going to get extra. I told y'all that.
This is fun family conversation. This is how we do. But at the end of the day, I totally get your point about the last brother who spoke about numbers and this, that, and the third. One thing we don't do on the online happy hour, we don't talk on the surface. You know, we're having fun bantering back and forth about men and women, but at the end of the day, I would charge that, yes, about knowing your role, but it's also about knowing your place. And until people return to their proper place, meaning the man back in his place and as the head of the household, then you're right. Relationships won't be right. But you can't blame women for having to step up and take on the role when he goes MIA. So at the end of the day, the household is only as strong as its leader, and the community is only as strong as the household. So until the male returns to his proper place, yeah, it's gonna be this way. So, you know, don't hate the player, hate the game. You know, a lot of single moms out there, you know, doing what they can, and I don't think anybody, I definitely don't, you know. hold up the pom-poms for, you know, anybody that wants to be a single mother. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't make a man be a father. Any fool with a penis can make a baby. But you can't make a man step up and take his place in his child's life. So at the end of the day, until the male assumes his responsibility back as head of the household, yeah, things are going to be pretty much the way they are now.
Right.
This is how we do, folks. Nikki's not lying. Think about this, folks. Where else can you go and unwind, get loose, talk about a real hot topic, and get off it? We're talking about backup quarterbacks on the online happy hour. How was your weekend is the truth, baby. We're here to stay representing. Also want to send a big shout-out to Fat Gear, retail clothing store in Dallas, Texas. It's the finest in women's clothing, representing 3215 Kirkwood. Call my man Sebo. If you want to get that player price hookup, tell me you want the online happy hour special. Call 972-283-4327. Again, call Sebo at 972-283-4327. Holler back at us on the podcast to get that number again. But ladies, fellas, I got to go back to the phone lines. I want to hear from Ray one more time, and I'm going to go ahead and take the phone lines out a little bit further in the country. Ray, you still there, my man?
Yes, sir, Andy Brown. She hit it right on the nose. I was going to say, reason most people have dissension in the ranks of problems on their team is because people don't know their role on the team. If they brought you in and it's, you got clearly defined role as a backup quarterback and you here for a reason, you need to play your role to the best of your ability and stay in your role till you get promoted. Now, I ain't knocking the backup QB for wanting to be number one because I want somebody with a winning attitude. But then again, at the same time, if you coaching your team, you know when your backup going to spray. You know when they missing practice. You know if they ain't running the plays like you taught them to run the plays. Sometimes a coach let a backup quarterback go astray just so they can get some life experience. Because sometimes, as men get older, they ain't got time to jump up and down and play all night because they need their energy to go make some money. That's what a real man do. They let you go out there and get a sample somewhere else and be like, okay, this ain't really what I thought it was. Because sometimes grass appear green on the other side of the fence. What they don't tell you is the water bill is higher. Sometimes when you get over there, it's crab grass. Also, what they don't tell you when you get over there, you might have to cut the grass. Then that makes you appreciate home better. And then you be like, come on back home, prodigal QB. We got this meal for you. You ain't got to get out the truck. When you was over here playing for our team, you was getting car blocks. You was getting VIP. You getting 4 and 5 star. Oh, boy, I got you over there eating out of greasy bags and high cholesterol foods. You was getting the choice pieces over here. You was getting Scandinavian lamb chops. Huh? You over there on the low box meal over there, but it's okay. I ain't going to handcuff you or I ain't going to hogtie you because guess what? They got new QBs born every day, and it's a shortage of good coaches. As long as you got a winning team, everybody going to want to play for you. Huh? Everybody love a winner except for the one that just lost, the one that just got fired, and the one that just got traded. Talk to me.
Hello. Ray's coming with that real talk, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the phone lines one more time. The phones are lighting up like traffic during the Christmas season. Let's take it down to the H, Houston, Texas, very own. We got a call to your last four numbers are ending in 6401. Houston, Texas, representing. Who's on the line with us tonight?
Hey, what's up? This is Play out of that H town. Hey, y'all. The comment that Jackie said, Ms. Oatmeal, she said that women are better cheaters. Why do you? Could you elaborate more on that? Just wanted to hear, hear that from her.
Don't give away the secrets, Ms. Oatmeal.
I said that based on the response that we are getting from the males tonight, as if Nikki and I don't know what we're talking about, that we just represent two females and we don't know anything else. We don't have aunties, we don't have grandmothers, we don't have friends and best friends and sisters and sorrows and sisters at the church and people that we work with that come and tell us all about their situations, or they may not tell us, we may just, okay? And so therefore we only know, we're only coming based on just us two. We don't know anything else.
Okay.
And giving out some information that is factual. Now, it's situational, but it's they're facts. It's not made up. It didn't just come from the sky. We're having real talk right now. So that's what it is.
You heard the saying, ain't nothing new under the sun. And that's
when I said that women are better cheaters is because the men aren't listening. And that's one of the reasons why sometimes women cheat, because the men really don't listen to what to the words that are coming out of our mouth.
Huh?
It's like going one ear right out the other or over the head.
What?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Man, fellas, I got to represent. My man in the H represent, man. E, what's up? E, I know E-Dub got a comment on this one.
Yo,
huh?
Yo, yo, hello?
Yeah, man.
Hello?
Hello?
Man, check this out, man. I was just trying to get on. I've said this before. I think it was last show. We've said this in the beginning. And I especially said last show, I said, yes, I agree with Oatmeal now. Women are the best cheaters because the women do all the choosing. You see what I'm saying? They rule the game. But you have to also know how to play the game, though, too.
Mm.
I told y'all last week or so when I said I learned from my mom because I asked my mom all the time, I'm finding out what ladies like is from my mom. And I said that. You steal their heart, you got their soul.
Mm. Wow.
And my man before that, he cleared it up in the beginning, too, on the player side of it. I said that in the beginning a long time ago, too. When you get in that shit, you know your role. You know how to play your role. You know your role on the team. You knew what you got yourself into when you stepped in the game. If you couldn't play the position, you said you need to get traded. That's all it is. It's all a game. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get tired of playing the game, then you come with like Miss Oatmeal Nim and all the rest of them because you're tired of playing now. Now you want to be serious.
E, let me ask you this question. I'm going to go back to it. For those of you who are just chiming in, we're talking about backup quarterbacks. When he gets more playing time than you in the relationship, that lady's got somebody coming off the bench because he ain't representing. So, E, let me bring this question to you, right? What is it that the number two or that backup quarterback is doing to let that woman know that he's ready to play their game? Like Mike Vick, what was Mike Vick doing to let the Eagles know he was ready to play?
Shit. Mike was missing, for one, that starting role, and he was missing that money, if you want to talk about Mike. If you want to talk about the ladies, it all depends on a different situation that them ladies might be in at that time and what they're
right.
looking for. You see what I'm saying? I ain't going to put it on every lady. It just depends on that lady and what they're looking for. Now, if you're going with an older woman, shall I say I won't say an older woman. I'll say a more intelligent young lady or woman or whatever. Then she's going to have her game plan together, and she's going to have her motherfucker play set out the way she want them and what she looking for. You see what I'm saying? These younger bros, they ready to still play these games. You see what I'm saying? They think they can play the game. They think they got it and gone with it. And then they get themselves hurt, and then they on the milk carton. You see what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. That's all I do. Y'all ask me a question, I answer. Now,
right.
In order to stop this situation that's going on, we need to get with these young ladies and these young fellas because, for one, a lot of these young ladies is tricking these fellas, and a lot of these fellas is tricking these young ladies.
Right.
See what I'm saying? They acting like they're a man, but shit, in the closet, they a wide receiver. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get what you ask for.
Yeah, and you know what? Right about the older women, well, the older mature ladies, that's an adult, you know, certain situation I know, older, you know, into the church, what have you, married, but the
ooh,
husband.
You said church. I ain't going
right.
to say that just yet.
church too. It does.
I ain't gonna go there just yet, because some of the ministers in there is some of the biggest pimps there ever have been.
It happens at church, okay? So the husband was slipping on what he was supposed to do and the responsibilities. So here comes that guy who sees this diamond in the rough. Yeah, he sees she's got it going on, trying to hold it together. Of course, as soon as he drops those lines, he might have the opportunity.
He just might have caught you at a vulnerable situation and had the right line for you, but that might not have been the perfect opportunity for you.
I don't know
about that. Well, see, because just because the brother ain't stepping up at that time or whatever, okay, if we talking about a period of time, okay, cool. Everybody falls in a slump. You know what I'm saying? So you got to work with that individual.
Well, what
you
know
what I'm saying? If y'all just playing around with each other, as they say back in the day, y'all shacking up, that's another story. But if y'all involved and y'all love each other, whatever, then you gotta get it. You know, you gotta work with them, give them opportunity, and help build them, like you say, encourage them.
Well, like what he does, that you really gotta. That he should be conditioning himself. Ray said this earlier, conditioning himself to continue to play that game. What it is,
right? Right.
See, what you gotta
understand,
be able to go hard in the paint in the first quarter. But if your conditioning ain't right, and for my athletes out there who know the game and know the business, if your conditioning ain't right, you ain't practicing, and you're not representing, you don't know what you're doing, pretty soon you're going to get drained, you're going to get tired, and you're not going to be up to par because you did not prepare for the situation and the circumstances.
But how many quarterbacks want to step to the plate or agree that they ain't playing the game right?
You know what?
Everybody be thinking that they doing stuff right.
And that's
nobody,
how the other person sneaks in. That's the problem.
Well, fellas and ladies, this is a hot topic. Let's go to the phone lines and see what they have to say about that.
Who wants to be wrong? Nobody likes to admit that they're wrong or they're doing stuff wrong.
Before I swing it back to Texas, I want to take it out to Funky Town Fort Worth. We have a caller out there with the 817 that's loose like a wet noodle that wants to get on the line. We got a caller for 8875. You're on the online happy hour tonight. Who is this?
It's your boy Michael Styles, man.
Mike, what's going on, bro?
What's happening, baby? Man, I've really been listening to this topic, and y'all right on point with a whole lot of stuff. I mean, really, everything that's been said so far, as far as coming from the ladies, Miss Oatmeal and y'all guests, it's been right on point. Even what Ray was saying, as far as, and E-Dub was saying, as far as knowing your role and everything. But it's one thing I haven't heard anybody talk about since we talk about quarterbacks. You know, you have some quarterbacks that just can't take a hit. All right? They get sidelined. They get blindsided. And after that, they're gunshot. They ain't no more good. They really try to do everything that they supposed to do, but anytime a familiar situation comes up where they may have been hurt before, they drop the ball, they fumble. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know y'all. Matter of fact, I'm just going to put it out there. We have one very familiar quarterback who was known for his concussions during his career, and anytime his front line didn't operate right, he would drop the ball. Troy Aikman. All
right? Right.
Just going to put it out there. Okay. Here it is. A1 quarterback. Straight killer arm. Accurate on everything he throw. But if a defender gets in the back, he's either going to get knocked out and they're going to have to send that number two in, or he's going to sit up here and just go to phone. Because he don't know how to handle the situation. You got some men out there like that. And they hate to admit, because they try to stay in the game, but they hate to admit, I don't know how to deal with this situation. So, yeah, that's when your number two going to come in, because you know why? The number two is going to be able to respond to what he's being told. He's taking in all the information that the coach is putting out there. And
uh-huh.
He's responding faster. He's responding, you know what I'm saying? He's on it. So all of a sudden, what do you find yourself at? On the sidelines. Not the game. They won game. But then you never know. You might be out for the rest of your career.
Wow.
I mean, it happens like that, man.
It
the
does.
Reason I know, because, Andy, you know, we was out there at TGI Fridays. I put it out there on the table. The reason I know, because I was that number one quarterback. And really thought I had it all together. But I didn't. And what occurred was, it was a dude on the sideline who was listening and responding. But I will say this, though. Sometimes you have coaches that don't know how to communicate what their needs are on the field.
Right.
See, a coach
right.
and a quarterback got to speak in the same language.
Mm-hmm.
And that quarterback can be out there doing his damnedest to try to do what he need to do. But if you have a coach on the sideline who is not communicating what we need, if that coach is not saying, hey, it's third down, we need to run, or it's third down, we need to take it to the head, if you just look out there and you just holding your hands up expecting him to know what to do, he's going to do what he can, his best judgment.
Hello.
It happens. And I'm being for real. You have men who, you have ladies, and the ladies, I know y'all have been in a relationship where y'all didn't communicate what y'all needs were in the right way.
Hmm.
Let's be real.
That's real talk. That's real talk. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. It comes back to that. If that offensive coordinator ain't putting the right plan out there, sometimes they got to call it for themselves, Mike. You know the business.
Already.
And sometimes she may not be a good coach. Maybe she's not mature enough in the game yet.
Or maybe we're just not compatible. Maybe you don't line up with my coaching style.
Right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank Mike for calling in, representing out there in Fort Worth, LB's Barber and Beauty. He came out and represented for the appreciation dinner that How Was Your Weekend had at TGI Fridays in Dallas, Texas last weekend. We paid for dinner for all of our guests, all of our listeners that came out to just chime in. It was wonderful, man. But let's get back to the phone lines, folks. Let's just go on and keep it real. Y'all know how we do. 646-727-3279. Go ahead and program this in your cell phones, y'all. Let's go on and get real. We're going to bring it on back to Dallas, Texas, and bring a caller in from Cedar Hill, Texas. That's chiming in at 3853, the last four numbers. Who's on the line with us tonight?
Hello?
Caller, we know you are there.
Hello.
It's not shy, but it's okay.
Why does that do that every time?
That network you with, who are you with?
No, she must have that Choke Mobile, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you can say that.
What phone do you have, ma'am?
It's a Droid, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm sorry. I only had it for 3 weeks, so give me a break.
Okay.
I'm calling in because y'all have a really good topic tonight, and I can really relate to a lot of this topic. And I have to say, Nikki just said something that was absolutely true. What if it's not about the coaching style? What if it's not about the maturity level? What if it's just the compatibility?
And you
because,
know what? That's
hmm?
Nikki, if you don't mind, I want to answer that question.
Yeah,
because sometimes you just don't have the right player on your team. See, not everybody's a good fit for that offense. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just not going to work out. Regardless, it doesn't matter how you put them in the system, it's just not going to work out because they just don't fit into the program that you're trying to run. For my football fans out there, y'all might know, hey, it just didn't work out for some quarterbacks in the league because they weren't in the wrong program. And when they got to the right program, things started to turn around for the better for them. You know, look at Drew Brees in San Diego. Just didn't work out quite well. The system was okay, but he couldn't quite get over that hump. But when he got with that winning team, he put all them issues aside, and he jumped over with them Saints. Now the Saints got the ball rolling. Now they got it marching. It just didn't figure out. Look at Trent Green back in the day, ladies and gentlemen. Trent Green didn't have it work out with the Rams for a little while. Oh, when he got to KC, it was something totally different. So maybe sometimes you may want the player to come in and work it out, but he's just not right, the right fit for your signal caller. He may not get it all the time. He may not understand it. But somebody you might pull him off the bench, or that other player that you might want to bring in, that free agent that you've been looking at for a while, you know what, let's see how this one works out with the team. Because the one I got right now just is not a good fit. And I'm waiting for the right situation to trade him off so I can get me something better. Ladies, can you agree with that?
I mean,
absolutely.
It can happen that way, but sometimes that quarterback is persistent.
Mm.
No, I want you to be my coach. Constantly pressing the issue of you being the coach.
Mm.
Yeah. And oatmeal.
Your quarterback's heart. And you're trying to tell him in so many ways, I don't want you to play on this team, or I'm not ready for you to play right now in the quarterback position.
Mm.
But they feel that they're the quarterback. They feel they're the quarterback. They're not listening to the coach. They play
nothing worse than
this. That's how some of these situations occur, where the woman, because we're naturally like that, we'll go ahead and do it. Like I said in the beginning, you may be able to change her mind, but you can't change her heart.
Mm.
So there are flags and bells and whistles and all that kind of stuff that are going off in the beginning.
Wow.
Say you're with that person, those bells and whistles are going off, and say you marry him, she just so happens to say yeah, but her heart still hasn't changed. Her mind did, but her heart didn't.
Mm.
I mean, yes, it can go both ways, even with the guy. He knows that this woman wants to be married. He just goes ahead and he does it because they've been in this long-term relationship. But nothing else changes.
Mm.
His heart doesn't change. But
okay.
That other person feels that it's supposed to because you said yes. Yeah, because you're saying, I want to be the quarterback. Please, I can be the quarterback. I can do this. Let me show you. I can do it.
So he had his agent or his representative come and showcase and step up and speak for him.
Right.
Fellas, I need y'all to chime in and tell me if that's correct. I want to know if E-Dub is there or if my man Ray is on the line.
I'm still here.
Before I get to you, right, let me ask Misty if we answered her question. Misty, did we answer your question?
Hello?
Did we answer?
Well, I actually didn't have a question. I was getting ready to lead into something, but I think Oatmeal kind of summed it up, where you might have a player that refuses to believe that they're not quarterback material. That they still have some more enhancing to do. They still need to go practice a little bit more. They need to, you know, get out there and do some more stretches, do some more runs, do some more plays, and really understand what their role will be before they can actually fall into that position of the first-string quarterback. Because until they understand that, that woman is going to have or have a tendency to have a backup quarterback.
Possibly, huh?
You know? Possibly, because if that quarterback don't meet the coach's needs, then it's not compatibility right there, and that's where I was going. It's nobody's being satisfied right there.
But
the coach ain't happy. The player ain't happy. It's just like everybody's just an unhappy situation. And that's real. That's real talk. Go learn how to
Nikki,
the quarterback role.
Yeah.
I don't know if Misty's talking about a relationship or your Detroit Lions.
Well, first of all, the fact that you insinuated that their mind would mean that I own the team and I don't. So we're going to keep it on the subject and not talk about the Lions, okay? Because the last time I checked, besides that big-ass stadium y'all got in Dallas, y'all ain't won either. Okay? No matter how many you win or lose, it's whether or not you get the ring. Okay? And y'all
Final.
Didn't get it this year. Let's keep it moving.
It's nice.
This is how we do, folks. This is the online happy hour. Check us out, www.howwasyourweekendwaswithaz.com. Follow us on Facebook, folks. Click on the page if you're in the chat room. You can follow us. You can trip out with us. Just type in, how was your weekend? You'll see the picture pop up of myself and Ms. Oatmeal Brown, and let us know what's going on. What are your thoughts? So let's get back to the questions. How do you know if the backup quarterback, something Nikki brought up a little bit earlier, is a short-term or a long-term deal? Is he just around for right now until we build our future starter? Or is he going to be the one put a franchise tag around? What's going on?
The backup will forever remain the backup. I mean, he may play the first string role every once and again, but no man is ever seriously going to know that he's second string and then be willing to play first string, because his mindset is like, well, damn, if I was second string and I become first string, who's the next second string? No man's going to play that role. He'll play with you for a minute, but yeah, it won't be long before he's looking to be traded voluntarily.
Do that now, Nikki. There's some fellas that do that.
They can't sit in the back too long. They can't ride second string.
Pride, too much pride.
An attachment, and you still got to keep
it. If he is willing to sit, he's not going to hold our attention that much long. Long. It has traces of bitch assness written all over it. And there's one thing a woman can't stand is a man that presents himself as weak. If I can run you, it's a wrap. So yeah, he'll be around for a season, if that.
Right. He'll be gone.
Interesting.
On to the next.
Very, very interesting. Is Sam still with us?
What it do? What's going on?
What's up, man? What do you think about this topic, man? What do you think about what the lady just said? Number two is just it's short term. He's not long term. They'll never build a franchise around the backup.
You know what? I think I'm gonna switch and talk, because we've been talking about quarterbacking and all this, right? We've been talking about number one.
So the quarterback is the main guy, the husband or the boyfriend. The backup quarterback. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about women cheating in a nutshell. And why does she cheat?
I understand that, but what I'm hearing to say is that, you know what? I want to go back to somebody mentioned something about Troy Aikman and how he couldn't take a hit. But what he got to understand is, for a long time he could take hits. It got to a point where he couldn't take hits. You see what I'm saying? This is the thing about quarterbacking in general. You don't play the game that long. You see what I'm saying? You only have a certain number of years to play the game. So if we're going to use an analogy and we're going to deal with, you know what I'm saying, we're going to deal with real life and we're going to deal with longevity, can I use football? We got to use something that's going to be long-term. You see what I'm saying? Now,
oh, no, football is definitely real life. That's definitely real life.
No, I'm not saying it's not real life, but what I'm saying is that first thing, quarterback has only got a certain number of years in football, period. I mean, just in general, if you think about it. No matter how good you are, there's only certain quarterbacks that are going to be able to do it for 14, 15 years. You see what I'm saying? It ain't that many Brett Favre's in the game. Matter of fact, it ain't but one Brett Favre where he was in the game. You know what I'm saying? And the quarterbacks that came before him. So you got to think about something. You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna be with that quarterback as long as it's good, or are you gonna stick with that quarterback throughout retirement? You know what I'm saying? So you really gotta think about that, because second string, y'all right about second string. You'll play that first string role for a minute, but eventually, what he gonna be looking to do is move to another team because he wants to start position. That's one thing
we're
talking about.
Right, but the analogy
about.
That we're
using is looking for a starting position. You know what I'm saying? And if you already got a quarterback, if you already got a first string quarterback, guess what that second string gonna do? He's gonna be looking to be traded. Cause he wants the job. If he wants the job, he gonna stand behind that first string quarterback anyway. So you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing you gotta take into account. Yeah, he's gonna get a little playing time, but he's gonna be looking to move somewhere else once he wants the main job.
Right, but the analogy that we're using tonight pertaining to quarterbacks, you know, is we're not taking the football just so literally, like, you know, the life term, the lifespan of a quarterback is only such and such amount of time. We're using that as he's the king, he's the head, he's the lead, either in a relationship or in a marriage. We know marriage is from death to us part. So we're using quarterback as that analogy, and then the backup quarterback is basically the guy on the sideline, you know, or the guy who comes in. Why is he able to come in, and why is he able to play? For what reasons? Why is she putting her quarterback on the bench and picking up the backup? That's why we chose to use that.
But you know what, Ms. Oatmeal? We actually feel, to his point, we actually could use it because, you know, football is supposed to be, that's the man's man. That's a man's man's game. So at the end of the day, like the brother said, you know, most people not going, and let's not get it twisted. It's a game. Just like some people, you know, play their relationships, it's a game. So, yeah, if you are in the game, you're in it, and you're going to be in it for 10, 12, 11 years or whatever, and then you expect to come out and you expect to have somebody, you know, on the sideline waiting after you've played the game, it's definitely applicable. You don't get in the game of football or relationships to get battered and bruised. You get in, you get what you need to get, and you get out while you're still intact. You don't pull a Brett Favre. You get in, you get what you need to get, you get your ring, which is the ultimate goal, or you get your wifey or your long-term relationship, and you get out. See, most people get in the game, they want to stay in the game. They want to Brett Favre it out. They want to, you know, continue to play the game all battered and bruised. Then they want to bring their sorry ass to the sideline looking at me and you. Mm-mm. Get out the game while you still got something to offer, and then maybe the game will be a little kinder.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! E-Dub, bro, I know you on the line with me tonight, man.
E-Dub.
Man, I'm right here, man. She lighted it up. I'm with her. I'm on the team.
Hey, man.
I'm one of them kind of cats, man. I'm a stand-up guy. Straight out, and you know what I'm saying. She got it on point. I'm telling y'all, cause if I had not learned or understand from my mom, I would not understand what they saying.
Right.
I was raised by my dad. You know what I'm saying. I got my game from my mom. All my
game. Let's ask this question to the folks out there. And even if you just tuned in for the last half hour of the show, backup quarterbacks, when he gets more playing time than you, if you want to log into the chat room, it's blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, was with a Z. And if you want to chime in to the line, folks, it's 646-727-3279. Go ahead and text all you people and tell them, yo, y'all can't miss this. They acting a straight fool up in here. Miss O. Realness, Nikki, Ray, Sid, Misty, they getting down up on the line, y'all, because they're telling the truth. This is how it goes down. And they need to be, y'all folks need to be a part of this, because we are here to stay, and we're doing nothing but growing. Check it out. Let me ask you this. I want to bring this to the table. Now, for the men, and I want to get back to Michael Styles in a second. Mike, I want you to tell me this, if you don't mind answering the question. How do men feel, you know, knowing that their woman has either thought about or has replaced them with somebody else? You said you've been in that situation. How does a man feel about that? Mike's not on no more. He timed out. He dug. Ray, let me ask my man Ray. Ray, how do they feel about that?
Hey, life is a learning experience. You got to know your personnel. As a coach, you got to know your personnel. Now, everybody, humans, we prone to error. But don't make the same mistake twice. Make that same mistake twice, so I cut you like a Thanksgiving turkey, let you digest and flush the toilet when I'm finished. You know, that's why they put them in different categories. You got your starters, you got your backup, you got your scout team. Nah, scout team might be like, hey, I could throw it better than Brett Favre. I think I'm faster than him. But they might not have a system down. So a lot of people don't understand. Main job of the quarterback is first be able to take snaps. Can you take snaps? Then you can get worried about handing the ball off or throwing it downfield. You got to get your basics and your fundamentals down. Can you take snaps? The reason they got the QB back there because they can take snaps. And you can't take snaps? You need to polish up your game. Bring your A game. Instead of complaining, you need to go study your playbook. You need to learn what's going on instead of just coming out there just looking, spectating, instead of participating. You know, you got to do your part for the team. You know, you come in, you might come in on scout team. You ain't got to stay there forever. It all depends on your performance, mood, and attitude. That determines
right.
latitude and how far and wide you go.
Okay.
Because football is a microcosm of life. It teaches you how to adapt and adjust and how to overcome obstacles and how to work together with other peoples, different people from different socioeconomic backgrounds, as well as different people with different religions, races, creeds, and colors. It's one of the few things to overcome socioeconomic and racial barriers. You work with somebody in football that you wouldn't work with in a regular job, wouldn't go to church with, couldn't worship with, or couldn't walk down the street play hopscotch with, you know. But football is a microcosm of life, and it teaches you certain life lessons. As far as the quarterback is concerned, you know, that's why they have a training camp. A lot of people got a backup QB. I tell them, hey, that guy can come off the bench. He put a few points on the board. He can light it up like a Las Vegas slot machine. He come in and be good for one quarter because everybody else been banging hands for two or three quarters. He come in and look good when he fresh. He can stick it, but can he stick with it? Can he stick with you for a full four quarters? Can he go to extra down? Can he go overtime? You got plenty. That's what they call a fair weather fan. You got plenty to be around when the sun is shining, everything is great. But when the rent is late, when the car notice due, when you got that turn off notice on the electric, huh? Is the backup quarterback there for you then? It's a reason you got that guy in the start position because he can handle adversity. Of course, like my man said, everybody might have a bad game, but hey, can he bounce back? Reason you got
okay.
that backup quarterback backup. Because you don't think he can go four quarters. Otherwise, you'd get in the ball and told him to run the team.
Hello.
But does he bounce back? That's the key. What is he doing to bounce back? Is he listening? Is he trying to? Is he asking questions of other men in the league that are successful?
Is he watching the game tape? Did he go back and watch the game tape? Okay.
Right. Is he getting any research? Is he going to the brotherhood? I mean, what is he doing? Because you shouldn't be fair. If you're constantly trying to better yourself, even if you do fall, then if you're putting your all in it and you really are not just saying I'm doing it, but like really,
right.
No matter if you're getting a little bruised up and a little socked up, are you holding it down like you know that you really can, but are you slipping a little bit? What are you doing? And if you're slipping, what are you doing to bounce back?
That's
and
real tough.
Sometimes when they're on the scout team, they don't have adequate blocking.
Okay. In other words, what they're saying is, well, what Ray is saying is they're not really protecting themselves from what's going on. Real tough. Now I want to ask the ladies this question here, and Miss Oatmeal and Nikki, you all may chime in on this one as well. Who exactly should, you know, that number one when he's down and out, and he knows that somebody else is coming back behind him to take that spot? Who is it that he should prove himself to? Is it himself, or is it you?
He should come first, without question. You don't have to prove anything to me, because once you hold it down on your own and for yourself, it's reflective. I can see it, so I'll get it automatically. You don't have to prove anything to me, because, you know, at the end of the day, it will reveal itself. So, I mean, things, you know, that's what life is all about, being able to take the hits, get back up, and keep it moving. You know, and at the end of the day, if you are all around, you know, great quarterback, there's no way in hell anybody else could have pulled off what Brett Favre pulled off. You know what I'm saying? But people, they gave him a chance because they recognize greatness. Nobody's just going to trade you because you have a bad game or, hell, even a bad season. Right. The point is to, you know, hold you down, you know, to continue to better yourself. And I don't see it. You don't have to say anything to me. But if something happens in life and you're down and out and I look up, you know, like, oh, wow, you know. And that's one thing men don't do anyway. Typically men are not about, you know, the long descriptive details. You know, you all don't like to give the play-by-play. You all just want us to see the end results. So if something happens in life and then the end result is like, well, damn, this happened, but he bounced back, you know, couple hiccups along the way, but he still got me, I see that. I'm not going to trade you just for that. Now, if you decide to come into the game, you half-assing, like AI say, what are we talking about? Practice. Practice is extremely important. And you BSing, not doing what you're supposed to do, and then we talking about a couple seasons, yeah, dude, you out of here.
Wow. That's keeping it real. The ladies represent here. Miss Nikki has said a mouthful, Miss Oatmeal.
I mean, Nikki hit it on the head when she said that. It's reflective. It's reflective. It's reflective. It exudes you. It will show. So you don't have to prove it. So, yeah, you need to prove it to yourself by action. Bettering yourself, no matter if you take a couple of hits, that's to be expected. But again, how are you going to bounce back? Are you going to cry and whine and play the violin?
Mm.
Are you going to get up, take some steps, start jogging, then run fast and jump over those hurdles? What are you going to do?
You know, these are real questions, folks. These are real questions to real situations. And this is just how we do. We allow ourselves to recognize what's going on, not only in our lives, but somebody else's life as well. Like we said in the beginning, we're living vicariously through you. Because somebody out there may be going through a situation that they don't really quite know how to get through. And there may be somebody out there who's done this or been through a situation that they can really help somebody else out on. It's all about help, folks. It's just real talk. Now, think about that. You got your kids asleep. You're in the comfort of your own home. You can get online. You can trip out with your Facebook fam. Or you can just call it on your cell phone. Put it on speaker while you do your own thing. And just sit back. Log in, listen and learn. Just some real talk. Miss Oatmeal, what's going on?
I just want to end by saying this. You know, women are women, and we're built to be a woman.
Okay.
And a man is built to be a man. So if I can get up after I get bumped and bruised with my ovaries, okay, with my double D's, with my childbearing body, if I can do it, I'm going to expect highly, I mean, I'm going to expect and really, really stick to my guns about that man being able to do the same thing or more.
Mm.
There's no excuse because a man is a man and he represents strength. And a woman represents tenderness and the nurturer. So we need the man to come with that strength. So anytime there is a sign of a bending backbone or a rubbery, Rubbermaid backbone, guess what? We have an issue. Or if there's a sign of some half-assness going on, there's an issue. Because there's only one man and one woman in the relationship. He can't be a woman and she can't be a man. So there's got to be some man enough just as well as she's got to stick to her guns and be a woman. Not try to be a man, but be a woman. And if she doesn't hold him to that responsibility or if he doesn't hold himself, just like the roles. The roles are very important. Know what it means to be a man, not just because you have a penis, not just because you were born a male, but because you represent the strength and everything that it represents to be a man, and as well as the woman. Everything that it means to be a woman. To be a woman does not mean to be a hoe. Mm. To be a woman does not mean to use your goodies to get what you can get.
Okay.
It's more than that. So people have to really... really understand what their roles are. We're all flawed. But when it comes to a woman cheating, again, I'm going to say 95% of them cheat for a reason. Yes, they're going to, if they're a good woman, they're a good catch. Of course, another man will see her that's got it going on, and he's, you know, and he's got it together. But it's going to be on her to fall for that bait if he tries to pursue her. But if he's got it going on at home, she might look. You know, they might have a small conversation, but she's not going to cheat unless she's just a cheater, unless she just has it in her.
Right.
And she just doesn't give a damn. Well, guess what? She shouldn't be married or be in a committed relationship anyway if she's that weak to fall. It's not about the relationship. It's about her. So that would be the reason why the backup quarterback will get more playing time than the quarterback. It's something to think about. So you should always constantly, constantly improve yourself, everybody, women and men.
Right on. Right on. That's the Realness 101 coming from Ms. O'Neill Brown, ladies and gentlemen. And tonight's Realness is brought to you by J&F Tax Services to get your maximum refund on your return. It's not too late. April 15th is the last day to do your taxes, Dallas, Texas. J&F Tax Services. Call 214-778-7927. Ask for Nancy or Joseph, and they'll take care of you. Trust me. I know that's how they get down. They did my taxes, and I came back with more money, more money, more money than I could think of. So that's just how we do.
I want some money.
Right on. Let them know. Hey, let them know you heard about it from Miss Oatmeal and AB. They get your taxes done. Folks, we're going to take another caller real quick when we go to the when we wrap this up tonight. We got another call out of D-Town, Dallas, Texas. Phone ending in 0809 in Dallas, Texas. Caller, who is this on the line?
What's up, man? It's James. What's up, AB?
Going on, James? Talk to us,
man.
Talking backup quarterback.
I just caught the last end of the show. You know, I apologize for that, but some interesting points. You know, backup quarterbacks. I heard you talking about Brett Favre, the analogy. Well, what did his backup do? He's currently starting the Green Bay Packers. Matter of fact, didn't they just win a Super Bowl?
They sure did.
So, you know, hey, sometimes the backups are better than the starters. You just never can tell.
But, you got a good point, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, and what did the backup learn? He learned from the starter. He learned, there's no telling what kind of wisdom was passed down from Brett to Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, you know, I've been on both sides of the fence where I've had my, you know, start and a backup here and there. And I've also been, you know, the backup. But usually, if you're the backup, it don't go anywhere. I mean, you know what you are. You know what your role is. You know, so, you know, what I'm tripping on a lot of times is some of these dudes get mad. They get pissed if the backup want to go to another team. Why? I mean, why? That's not your woman. You know, you got one. So if she wants to go look around and see what else is out there, hey, man, you got to let her go. You know, and if you can't do that, then, I mean, you know, you're kind of weak-minded.
Wow.
That's just my opinion. But, you know, hey, that is what it is, man. I mean, come on. So that's what I trip on a lot. You know, these dudes complaining and mad and, you know, acting, you know, almost borderline psycho over a woman who was not your woman to begin with. Just somebody
right.
you met. Just somebody you met. You might have,
right.
you know, might have had something in common with them, might have had a good time. But really, if they know you got a woman, their interest is only going to go so far unless they're trying to, you know, take your woman's place. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't know, man. I mean, that stuff just trips me out.
No, I mean, you know, that's real talk, man. I mean, number one, that's what we do here. We come with real talk. Number two, you bring up a really good point. what he said about that number two coming off the bench, it took him a little bit of time. But everybody else could see, hey, you know what? It's something special about him. He came off the bench and he represented. And he did what that number one wasn't doing for quite some time. He showed up and he showed out. And he took his team all the way to the top, to the Super Bowl, what have you. You know what I'm saying? Number one had a couple issues. I mean, you bring up Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. You know, Brett Favre had a couple issues. Like Nicky said, he didn't want to sit down. He didn't want to go home. There's a bunch of text messages going on. You know, some illicit playing in the, around going on in the locker room. A lot of issues he had building up that kind of made him steer away from the game. But then that number two stepped in and was like, you know what? I'm ready. I see what's going on. I see he's not taking care of this thing like he should be. I see he's not running this offense like he needs to be ran. I see he's not being the leader like he's supposed to be. But guess what? I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to step up. I don't care what anybody says. I know this is your town. I know you've been here before. I know you won a Super Bowl with this woman before. Y'all been all the way to the top. But guess what? I can do it too. I'm stronger. I'm faster. I'm just
younger.
As good. And my game is just as tight. And everybody that is watching them can predict it. Y'all know I picked the Packers to win this whole thing last year. Why? Because I saw it myself. It's in them. So when that number two has got that fire in his eye, he says, you know what? I can do this. Let me show you. Just give me the opportunity to step up. And look what happens. He took
but you know what?
All.
But you know what, Andy? If Brett Favre, had he just sat down somewhere, he may have taken that opportunity away from Aaron Rodgers. Because what was he doing? He was off on the sideline studying, watching the best at his craft. And he stood there and watched and learned and practiced. And when his opportunity came, he pounced on it. Had Brett Favre just maybe sat down somewhere, not giving too much away, you know, being maybe a little bit arrogant because I'm, you know, the mighty Brett Favre. Had he sat down somewhere, opportunity might not have presented itself to Aaron Rodgers, but he sat and he watched and he learned from the best. And so, therefore, he took his spot and he won.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, you got to see it, man. James, I appreciate the call, but, I mean, it is what it is. The ladies are going to step up, and they're going to talk about it. Now, we broke down the football analogy, and we did it quite well tonight. But I want y'all to know and understand this about the league and about your team. It's not about the money. It's not about, because think about this, folks. I want you to understand this. If you don't know the NFL, you don't know much about the league, I can let you know this. That all teams have a salary cap. There's only so much you can do. But what you work with is going to take you or break you. What's the difference between the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions?
Don't you do it.
Understand, Nikki, it's not about location. It's not about your talent. It's not about your logo or who likes you. It's all about your decisions. Because you got to think about the way the draft is set up. The best team picks last. The worst team picks first. Because the best team is already stable. They already know what they're working with. The young team, the one that had the worst record before, you get to pick first. Because we know it's a little tighter on you. So your scenarios and your situations are going to be a little bit different. Everybody's money is going to be the same. So it's not saying, oh, he got a little bit more than me. No, no, no. Everybody's got equal playing ground when the season first starts. Talk about your decision-making skills. So what decisions are you going to make when it's time to pick your franchise player? When it's time to get that one that you're going to build your team around? What decisions are you making? Are you basing it off his ride? Are you basing it off his bank account? Are you basing it off his looks? What he said he can do to you? What he said he's going to do for you? Or what kind of history he has wrapped around the personnel and the people that he knows? Or are you basing your decisions based on what you see and what this person is showing you? See, I'm from the show me state. I represent. This is what I was taught. This is who you are. If you're going to do this, you're going to say this, you're going to represent it. And if you can't, player, I understand. That just ain't you. But I want you to understand this, folks, ladies and gentlemen. Play your game and play it to the best of your ability. And if that team isn't for you, then move on. Find another situation and another scenario that will work out best in your interest. Ladies, stop settling for someone who you know can't complete a five-yard out. Enough for you, it's just not going to work. No matter how hard you try, this one just ain't for you. You can't build a foundation on cardboard. It's just not going to work. The obvious is right there in front of you. You're just not paying attention. Just like the arrow in the FedEx logo. It's been there the whole time. You probably just never seen it. So this is real talk, folks. This is how we do. This is how we get down. I'm just coming with that real talk, man. Y'all know how we do. Miss Nikki gets down. She lets us know what's going on. Miss Oatmeal comes with the realness. And this is just, you know, one small smidgen of a chapter out of my book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. It's available. Holler at your boy on Facebook. I'll tell you how you can get your copy pre-sale before I put it online, e-book style, and also the hardback cover as well. Any closing words, Ms. Oatman?
Yes. You know, just to elaborate on what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And people, reality is, for some, they want what they want when they want it,
okay,
and who they want,
right,
regardless.
Right.
So if that's how you're going to roll and you really don't want the true happiness, just what you want and what you think right now will make you happy,
mm-hmm,
then those are the cards you're going to play with. And that's the decision that you made.
Right.
But now if you take the time to actually study the game and know how to play the game right in the correct way, then it may turn out a little bit better for you. But if it doesn't, guess what? Like you said, maybe you don't need to play with that person.
Right. And the reason we can say this, folks, is we're not perfect. We've gone through our ups and downs. If somebody on the phone right now that can probably point out every negative thing about me and would be glad to tell you everything wrong in my life. But that's okay, because you live, you learn, and you get in a position to where, you know what, I don't want somebody else to go through what I went through.
Right.
If there's one thing that I can say that's going to make a difference for somebody else, that's the reason we do this show. Yes, we're going to trip out with you. Yes, you may call in and say some stupid shit. And that's okay, but you speak in your opinion. That's what we're here for. You can watch TV all you want, but they're not going to hear you when you talk back to the tube. You can trip out on the blog all you want, but we're going to let your voice be heard. We're going to let your texting and your blogging be heard. Get with it, y'all. Support the new generation. It is what it is. We advertise your business. We let folks know what you got going on. Separate yourself from being a hustler and a small business owner and let us know what you got going on so we can increase your income.
Right.
It's all about helping each other out. That's what we do. Log in, listen, and learn, folks. Nikki, it's been a wonderful show, sweetheart.
Absolutely. Always.
And next week, we'll be back with another hot one. Keep the front eye on your stove on low heat. We're going to keep it warm. You know the big one that everybody uses that got that stain around it because you done overcooked a couple times? That's the eye that you need to keep hot each and every week. And log in on the online happy hour, folks. As we wrap up the show, I want to say thank you to the panel for their insight. Thank the folks for chiming in. I want to thank the fantastic folks who were blogging and expressing their thoughts on Blog Talk. And how was your weekend? It's going to be another hot weekend for real because we got to wrap up part two of Oatmeal Brown's hot new single, Knick Knack. We're doing the video, part two in production. So, woo, when it hits Facebook, folks, y'all get ready. It's going down. I want you to follow us on Facebook, man. Advertise your business and let us know what's going on with the show. If you like today's broadcast, let us know. If you didn't like it, dare you to say something. And if you had a good time tonight, just do us a favor. All we ask you to do is just tell three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. It's going to get down, folks. Represent. This is how we do. We represent to the fullest. We get down like bad stock. We get funky like unwashed drawers, baby. This is where we...
It's nasty.
It's nasty, but it's just like the show. It's real.
That's nasty.
It's nasty, but it happens. Somebody now has got a pair of unwashed drawers in their house. You know what? What you had to do, you changed up, and you cleaned your act up. Is that right? That's what happens with unwashed drawers. We might even change the name of the show to Unwashed Drawers. Because funky. You may think it looks good, baby, but sometimes it ain't just fresh.
And that's life. Life is not always a bowl of whatever your favorite fruit is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, fellas, I know this was a tough topic. I know it had to hurt because you don't ever want to think about somebody else. And yo, lady, and you outside doing things. That ain't what you want to think about. I know. I'm with you. So what you going to do to avoid this from happening? Talk to her. Let her know what's on your mind. Because that's the only way. And that's the way we start.
Step your game up.
Be real. We appreciate it. I'm sorry, Nikki, you had a comment?
Yep, I just want to say real quick, I really wanted to thank all the men who called in. You know, this is how we get to know about each other. Typically, men and women don't have conversations like this. So the more and more we talk to each other, open up, become transparent and vulnerable, the better all of our relationships become. So shouts out to the brothers that called in and shared. Me and Ms. Oatmeal, I'm sure, really, really appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt.
Definitely. I love the fact that the fellas called in.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yep.
And in this day and age of technology, when is the last time you were on your phone this long? Think about it. That's just being real. You don't talk to your own family and friends that long. You just send them a shoot text message, TTYL. We're back. I'll call you tomorrow. Just go to voicemail. Nah, baby. This is how we do. Make it each and every Wednesday night. Understand this is your forte. Tell all your church family, listen, as soon as y'all get out of church, call this number, 646-727-3279, so we can go on and get down. We're going to go ahead and wrap the show up, folks. We had to extend it out just a little bit longer because we knew this was going to get hot. We had to let it simmer for a little bit. So let's go ahead and shut it down, bring the show to an end. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown, God first.
Good night. Go mob to my frat, and we go. Go end it on Miss Oatmeal's track, Knick Knack, so you all can understand what's about to go down. Let the tune sit up in your ear.
I know you like my Knick Knack
Paddy Wag.
I know you like my Knick Knack Paddy Wag.
Come on,
the Knick Knack.
Now I'm
coming
with it.
I know you like that. So come and get that. I know you like my Knick Knack Paddy Wag. I know you like my Knick Knack Paddy Wag. I make them drop it like it's hot. I make them gas, break, stop. Cause they want what I got. The next neck patty wax, I decide from to that. Double D's and hits that teeth are fitting in the sweater jeans. Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby, please. So let me put your money in. What? So let me put your money in.
Just cause you see me in my jeans. So mean that you can.
I got them slanted eyes and the sex kicking with. Dumb Dada says, that's what I represent. All the fellas love me, they want it from me. That goody, goody, real sexy hoodie. More than love, but just the love. All this patty, waddy, make you fall in love.
Just cause you see me in my jeans, don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're a big booty thing. You like the way my body leans.
I know you like my knick-knack patty wag. I know you like my knick-knack patty wag. Okay.